in this time of COVID-19, relatively routine tasks and procedures have become a little more scary. And that includes something like childbirth. Typically, expected mothers would have had a lot of face-to-face interaction with their doctor, but times have changed. Wyoming Public Radio's Nina Rao has more.
Life has looked drastically different as COVID-19 hits every corner of the world. The coronavirus doesn't discriminate and can spread to pretty much anyone, including pregnant mothers like Vanessa Haney.
It did change the day-to-day for sure.
Vanessa was sailing along with regular appointments and checkups until the coronavirus came to Wyoming. She's 27 weeks along and is looking forward to her first child. Most pregnant women have the ability to social distance, and Vanessa works at home. And so you'd think she had nothing to worry about. But in her case, there's a challenge.
My husband's an emergency room doctor, so he is on the front line and coming home every night. And it took us a lot of, you know, thought as to how we were going to protect me.
So they decided to sleep separately. They have different entrances and exits.
And I cook him all the meals and everything so that he doesn't have to touch many surfaces.
Her appointments have also changed. For one, she is no longer going in for face-to-face checkups with her obstetrician in 2 months. And her husband is no longer part of the process.
I mean, he's been under a lot of stress with work. And then our physical distance, of course. But yeah, also he's not feeling any of the kicks. So it just, yeah, it is certainly creating sort of both a mental and physical barrier. He's a little disconnected more so than he would have been. So yeah, I do think he's missing out.
But she's still seeing her doctor, just through telehealth. While that is keeping her safe from coronavirus, she has some other worries.
During pregnancy, you know, especially for first-time moms, which I am, you know, you just have no idea. Like, am I the right size? Am I growing? Am I keeping my baby in nutrition?
Vanessa is due in July 2020, and she still plans on delivering her child in the hospital. And according to Dr. Samantha Harriet, that's still the best thing to do.
The recommendation is still to have a hospital delivery. We're not encouraging home deliveries. We still think it's safer to be in the hospital in a controlled environment.
Dr. Harriet is an obstetrician at Ivinson Memorial Hospital in Laramie. And she explains that the hospital has scaled down a lot of operations to ensure that it stays safe.
We have been working on plans for protection of our patients and our staff from the coronavirus for probably the last 2 months.
Like minimizing in-person visits and maximizing telehealth appointments.
We've changed a few other things. You know, if we have a suspected patient who could have a respiratory illness, we're using negative pressure in the room.
Which keeps germs contained. Dr. Harriet says that many of the patients are also looking for ways to be safe, including how they time their delivery.
We've had several patients request induction of labor versus waiting for spontaneous labor, and that's really just an individualized decision.
For the most part, patients have been choosing a typical hospital delivery. Dr. Harriet said that they've taken additional steps to try and make sure that anyone who comes to the hospital is as safe as possible.
We're communicating with our medical providers in our community who maybe aren't working at Ivinson Memorial Hospital, but they're affiliated. So that way, the entire city of Laramie is on the same page as to how are we going to handle this.
Other things they're doing are taking temperatures of individuals who come in and using different entrances and exits to decrease contact. For expectant mother Vanessa, she's looking forward to the birth of her child and a world back to normal. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Nina Rao.